every child should be put under the special guidance and care of our Heavenly Mother. But sometimes she chooses some people for a very special way into her servitude. And today we have the feast of those kinds of holy servants called the Seven Servite Founders. Their story is connected with the very tragic happenings in Italy. This story, or their story, happened in the 13th century when Italy was torn by horrible civil war which raged between the Pope and the Emperor. But God then raised a special vocation in the hearts of seven noblemen who lived in Florence and were famous for their deep devotion and piety to Our Lady. On the Feast of the Assumption in the year 1233, these seven men were praying in an oratory when Our Lady appeared to them. She said to them that they were specially called to live a life of even greater holiness and perfection, being obedient sons of the Church. They went to ask the advice of the Bishop of Florence how they should proceed with this special vocation. And with the permission of their bishop, they relinquished their property, and disregarding their nobility, they dressed themselves into haircloth and cheap garments. Then they withdrew into a little house in the countryside, where they officially started their community life on Our Lady's birthday, September the 8th. Because these seven men had abandoned all their property, they had to beg their food, walking from door to door of the houses of Florence. Then God showed by miracle that the Blessed Virgin wanted them to retire from the countryside to even greater solitude, to the mountains. They started to call themselves Blessed Mary's servants. They lived in caves, eating only herbs and water, and in order to prepare for heavenly life, they wore out their bodies by staying awake long hours, contemplating the sufferings of Christ and sorrows of Our Lady. On one Good Friday, when these seven men were doing their contemplation, the Blessed Virgin appeared to them in the garments of mourning, and those garments were similar as these seven men were wearing. Our Lady then told them that her will is that they would establish a new religious order in the Church, dedicated to the sorrows she suffered beneath the cross of Jesus. On the other time, Our Lady also appeared to the great contemporary saint, the holy Dominican, Saint Peter Martyr, and made the same will of hers known to him. Saint Peter Martyr already knew these seven men, and now he learned that Our Lady wanted them to establish a new order called the Servites, short for Servants of the Blessed Virgin. This order later received the papal approval. After the seven Servite founders, as they are called, after they had gathered some more companions, they started to preach all over Italy the crucified Christ. They were known from their great preaching of penance and call to renounce sin. And so pleased Our Lady was with this work that through her blessings they spread to many parts of Europe, to France, Germany, and Poland. Dear children, we are about to start our Lenten season tomorrow, and Lent is a great preparation for Easter and chance for us too to practice penance. Those seven holy men were willing and they wanted to worn out their bodies and making lots of holy contemplation for both the sufferings of Christ and the sorrows of Our Lady. All this that they could be even more close to Christ and Our Lady. Because after we die, by God's grace and His all-mercifulness, we also will be received by Our Lady and our Lord. So the time in this life which we spend here, may that also be for us a time of penance and servitude to Our Lady and Jesus, that they might receive us with open arms in heaven after we die. And great was the reward of these seven holy men, that they also became great saints in heaven. And as it is wonderfully said in their hymn, sang in their honor, seven faithful sons she bid to share her dolors, all the shame and loss, which Jesus suffered and she bare beneath his cross. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.